This is the Faherty Podcast presented by Farmers Insurance.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Faherty Up Close from a Distance. My guest today, well, it's hard to know whether he is a baseball player or a golfer because he's almost equally good at both of them. 22 years in the big league, a Hall of Famer, a Cy Young Award winner. John Smoltz is with me today. Thanks for joining me, John.
My pleasure. Beautiful day here in Atlanta.
Yeah, what a shock to see you on the golf course.
Yeah, I've got some work to do. You know, we've got this. I proposed a long time ago for EasyGo to make a one-man cart. So
yeah.
I'm thinking it's going to get more traction. So everybody's in their cart. We're social distancing. We're doing the thing we have to do. I'm here with one other buddy. And what I've done in this time off is I play two balls per hole.
Yeah.
Play them out. Try to best ball like a 66, 65. And that's where I know I can work on things about my game that I'm finding out real quickly when you play two balls per hole.
Yeah, it's amazing how difficult it is when you're playing two. You play so much golf, really. I mean, is it a real passion with you? It's something that you just can't get rid of?
It is. It's the only competition I have left. Of course, when you give up baseball and then I give up basketball after 15 years, till I turned 50, I played basketball in a pretty competitive league and then realized that my hips and knees weren't going to deal with that real well. So golf was always something that I thought I could play well into my 70s. And it's really the only competition I have left. I really love playing in tournaments. I learn the most I can about my game, what I'm not good at, what I need to work on.
Well, you know, talking about turning 50, you actually qualified for the U.S. Senior Open on the pro side a couple of years ago. You got a good story about qualifying. What was that?
Yeah, so I spent 13 days on the road working on my job as a broadcaster for MLB Network and Fox. I flew home, got home at 3 a.m. and drove 2 hours to the site in the morning. First tee time off. And I was able to card a 69, had to wait 7 hours and 40 minutes to find out if I was going to be in or not. And then I found out I was in a three-way playoff for one shot, one spot. My game when I went back to the range was terrible. Birdied the first hole along with another guy, so two went on. And then from there, it was just a comedy of errors of each guy making shots that they normally wouldn't make. I won it on the third hole. The interesting part was there was a little bit of trash talking going on, trying to make me a little nervous, I would think, from one of my competitors. But
really,
that part didn't work. It's just when you hit a ball in the bunker on your third playoff hole and your competitor hits it in the water off the tee, you're not supposed to think about the U.S. Open qualifier at that point.
Yeah.
And at that point, I stepped in the bunker going, if I just hit this over the water, I'm going to be in the U.S. Open. And, of course, I hit the lip of the bunker. It goes in the water, so we're laying the same. Inevitably, we both hit balls on the green. He three-putted. I ended up two-putting, and the rest was history. So the time between qualifying and the actual U.S. Open, I worked 22 out of 25 days.
Wow.
If I ever get a chance to qualify again, I'm going to ask for some time off.
Yeah, I think so. I congratulations. I mean, I don't think people understand just how difficult it is to do that. But you, you've been as low as a +4 handicap, right?
Yes. There were times where I could hit it with just about anybody, and then a couple shoulder operations took care of that distance, and I'm learning how to play a little bit under the normal launch the ball like I used to. That was fun about 15 years ago, 10 years ago. Of course, I played a ton of rounds with Tiger Woods, and who couldn't
get
better when you watch him play? And I'm infatuated with seeing how well I can get my game without taking a lesson and really without doing some of the things you need to do on an everyday basis to get better. And sometimes I can do it, and sometimes I realize that you need to put more work into it.
Well, what are the similarities between golf and pitching? I know, I mean, there's weight transference and, you know, breathing and all kinds of things, you know, work in both.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing and the similarities are besides sight-oriented, you know, and being committed to a shot, just like being committed to a pitch. The one thing that doesn't lend well as a pitcher is you can slide into your pitch. Your weight, you want to stay inside your knees.
Right.
And you want to stay centered, which you do in the golf, but you have more lateral motion as a pitcher. And the one thing you don't want as a golfer, of course, is lateral motion. So I use a drill kind of the same as I would with this wind out here. I use a drill that basically allows me to hit behind the crack in a mirror. So when you think about the crack in a mirror, I want my left shoulder to stay behind that before I make impact with the golf ball. And it's the same thing with pitching. You don't want your left shoulder going lateral of that crack in the mirror so that you're getting too far in front of your pitch. It means your arm will lag and your hand is catching up. Same thing in the golf swing for me. If I can stay centered over the ball, rotate, and then deliver the blow and then let everything work, that's how I kind of work on whether I'm sliding into it, my legs are tired, or I'm basically manipulating at the end. And I don't want to manipulate at the end.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, that lag, you know, is very similar in both sports. Now, you won the Diamond Resorts, which is a celebrity kind of an event for amateurs. And that's kind of like a major in the celebrity world, isn't it?
It is. It's a 4-round event, which we don't play a lot of in the celebrity rounds. And it's 4 rounds of walking, which is not something that was been kind to me lately with my hips. But I survived the last 2 years, was able to win the last 2 years. I learned so much about – it's a different format. I'll be honest, I'd rather play a Stableford than a stroke play because you can have that one bad hole and not be out of a tournament like you can in stroke play. So it's a grind, 4 days. It's we play with the LPGA. It's their big event to kick off the year. And I can tell you one thing, from playing with pro golfers and watching them obviously launch a golf ball, when I watch the LPGA mechanically sound and the way they hit their irons and their rescues are the same as their pitching wedge. It's unbelievable how connected they are to their golf swing. Now, they don't spin it quite as much and hit it quite as far, but I am enamored with the swing of every player that I was able to play with. And I just look at that swing and try to emulate it in the middle of the round, because that's what I'm always trying to find the rhythm of my golf swing.
Yeah. Was it true that, you know, when you were negotiating a contract in baseball, that you had golf kind of built into it sometimes?
Well, I can tell you this. The reason I stayed 21 years with the Atlanta Braves is because Bobby Cox understood that playing golf was going to be good for us. And so other clubs had organizational rules that wouldn't allow – I would not sign with any – it didn't matter how much money they gave me. I would not have signed with a club that would not let me play golf in between starts. And so as a starter, once every 5 days, you perform your duty, and then the other 4 days, you have nothing but time to kill and working out. I had in the negotiations, it was very great move by the Philadelphia Phillies. They offered me a Pine Valley or Marion membership.
Oh,
and
wow.
That was very intriguing, to be honest. but Bobby Cox was the greatest manager in the world. And when I moved to closing, I actually played a lot more golf because you don't know when you're going to pitch. And when you pitch, it's late at night. It's like 10 o'clock at night. Yeah. So golf's not for a lot of people. If you're a hacker, you probably shouldn't play golf and pitch. But if you don't obviously exert a lot of energy, golf is not that much. We played in a cart. I'm hitting it anywhere between 36 and 40 times and putting it the rest. So he understood that I wouldn't abuse my obligations of a baseball player, and that golf kept me fresh mentally so that I could get away from the game that was so mechanical and so consuming.
What was more nerve-wracking, being on the first tee at the Senior Open or getting up on the mound at a World Series?
You know, World Series, I felt comfortable. It's what I dreamt of doing. I got on that first tee, and no matter how many practice rounds I played with Freddie Couples, Lee Jansen, Billy Andre, all those guys, in the practice rounds, it's like a bullpen. I play really good in the practice rounds because there's not that pressure. And as soon as I teed it up on the first tee, I couldn't believe what was overcoming and just the tension that I had put on myself for no reason other than that tunnel that they set up is very tight. And I feel confident that I'm going to hit a good golf shot. But then you start thinking about things in golf that you would never think about on the mound. And the way that I put it is, imagine if I could throw a pitch once every 5 minutes and had to think about that pitch for 5 minutes, I would not have been a very good pitcher. And as golf goes, you think, at least my thinking was too much about what if? What if I put it here? What do I need to do? And I learned that in the last couple tournaments to be a little bit more proactive and committed in my shot. But to be honest, golf exposes you. And it will expose at some point during the round what you're not very good at. And inevitably, that's usually what happens.
Well, I'll tell you, I think baseball would expose me. You know, the strike of 94, you were close to your peak, and you had to spend all that time, you know, with something else to do. Is that sort of similar to what you're going through at the moment?
It is. You know, the anxiousness of this will allow people to either drive into their workout and work out too hard or get lazy. And the disciplines are going to be the ones that stay the most disciplined and have balance, because the unknown creates a lot of problems for people. And I know as athletes, we're all so conditioned to doing something every day or a routine. You can get out of your routine really quickly and you can find yourself saying, I got nothing but time, I'll do it later. And there's going to be an interesting balance when sports does resume from those athletes. You'll find out which ones were disciplined and balanced and which ones that use that anxiousness the wrong way and get too big, too strong, or go the other way, too lazy, and put on a few pounds.
Yeah, I know exactly which way I'd go. We're going to watch you hit a tee shot here.
All right.
Let's see the John Smoltz golf swing then.
All right, we're going to take you to this. It's windy out, as you can already know.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to this par three. I'm going to have my buddy hold this phone for me. 183.
And where are you?
I'm at Atlanta National.
Okay.
And we got a little bit of an island green par three.
Oh, yeah, we see that. Yeah.
Tucked way back here.
Is it downwind or in two?
You know, I just realized getting here it's downwind, and I may have the wrong club, but I'm still going to punch it.
Okay. Oh, nice rhythm. And you can tell you're an athlete, that's for sure.
It's safely on the green.
All right.
And then what I'll do from here is I'll hit another ball and try to best ball my buddy to death.
Okay. Well, good luck with it. I hope you win the money. And thank you so much for joining me for these few minutes, John. It's been a pleasure.
Blast.
Thanks for joining me, Faherty fans. You can find more of the Faherty podcast presented by Farmers Insurance on Faherty.com and your favorite podcast provider. Go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, ART19 or Google Play. Search Faherty and subscribe. If you love the show, and why wouldn't you? Be sure to leave a rating, review, and tell your friends.